105.3. We are live and local in the Thornland studio, and you just heard Queen with The Show Must Go On. Well, I'm very excited to have a visitor with me here live in the studio, Chantel Ashton Rodriguez, this afternoon. She's the owner and managing director of Ashton's Entertainment and the sixth generation family member of the great Australian world-class Ashton Circus. Welcome, Chantel.
Thank you for having me.
Well, the Big Top is heading for the Redlands. It's at Redland Bay from the 18th to the 22nd. And there's definitely a lot of acts that I can't wait to see. There's the jaw-dropping stunts like the motorcycle cage, and there's also the acrobatics. But before I go into all that, I'd just like to understand a little bit about the history of the circus. Can you give me something along that line?
Yeah, well, absolutely. We actually are at Redland Bay from the 18th this Friday until the 27th of July. So we're there for 2 weeks. And the history, my great-great-grandfather, James Henry Ashton, first started performing in Tasmania around 1847, something like that. And then he went on to open our family's first circus, which was Ashton Circus, in 1850. Actually licensed in 1851, but he opened in 1850. And ever since then, our family has just grown, travelling Australia, entertaining Australians. And the family has gotten quite big. So Ashton Circus closed early 2000. And since then, the family has opened up their own entertainment companies and touring shows and things like that.
Wow. I also believe that you've entertained on the big screen. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, our family have done lots of different films and TV commercials and things like that in the past, from Robbery Under Arms, which I think is actually on Prime at the moment, Moulin Rouge and things like that. So we've sort of done lots of bits and pieces over the years.
Beautiful. So sixth generation and youngest daughter of Jan Ashton and Brazil Rodriguez. I believe your first gig was bareback horse riding.
Yes.
That was the very first thing you learnt to do?
Yes. That was something that James Henry Ashton started out. He was equestrian before a circus performer. And I did that act when I was two with my mother, father and one of my cousins.
Okay. So how many siblings do you have?
I have one sister.
Okay, and when did she start performing?
Around the same age. We all start pretty young, even if it's just someone putting us in a little costume and carrying us in the finale of the grand parade or something right. like that, just to get us used to the live audience and sound and lights and all that sort of thing. So we're sort of in the ring from a very young age.
Right. So I know over the years, obviously, and I know you've performed all over the world, but you've also mastered many skills, and some of them are from trampolining, aerial skills. But I was also reading, what is shoulder perch and Russian bar?
The perch act is an act I started doing with my father. I can't remember exactly how old I was, maybe about nine or something like that. We actually just did it last week for fun in between shows to see if we could still do it. So he balances a round perch on his shoulders and I climb up and sort of do trapeze type tricks up in the air.
Okay. As a performer, and I know, like, you know, we work a lot with music on stage, but as a performer in the circus, when you complete one of your world-class acts and the crowd is on their feet screaming and clapping and the kids are smiling, what do the actual performers in the circus experience, or is it just ho-hum, that's what we do?
No, we love that. That's what we thrive off. We love when the audience gets involved, cheering and clapping, and we just finished Gold Coast for the school holidays and it was sold out houses, so that's what we want as performers. We want a live full tent of people screaming and yelling, and they were standing up for us, so it just makes all our hard work worth it.
Oh, beautiful. And what's been the most dangerous thing in your years of performing that you've experienced?
Well, look, I know a lot of people think it's dangerous, but we do take all the precautions possible. So we don't really do anything that can put us in a lot of danger. I know it can look dangerous, but it's actually, at the end of the day, quite safe. So we do aerial and we start off with very, very basic skills. Sometimes we perform training over crash mats or foam pits or something like that. Or if we can have a harness, we absolutely have a harness and things like that. So it is quite safe what we do. And we never do anything live that we're a bit iffy about or questionable. It's something that we're very skilled and confident in before we go into a live audience.
That's awesome. Safety first, right?
Absolutely.
What's the funniest thing that's happened to you in a show?
There's probably too many to go over. It's a live show, so it's just open to chaos. Anything can happen. Just not long ago, I was doing the aerial ring, and my one, and actually it was probably just one at the time, ran into the ring live while I was up there. So my dad was supposed to be watching him backstage, but he got through the curtain and ran straight in the ring live audience. So this, I had to quickly grab him and get him out. And
so I believe that we're going to give a double pass away to our listeners for the Saturday night session. Is that at 7 o'clock?
Yes. Yeah, we start at 7.
I suppose, you know, is there something else when we come to the circus at 7 o'clock? Is it wise to get a little bit earlier? Is there other things that we can do for a little while, or do we just go straight through with a ticket?
No, it is best to get in a little bit earlier. Our seats aren't numbered. It is first in, best seated. So if you're coming with a big group or something like that, it is best to arrive early so you can all sit together and get the best seat possible. We have all of the circus treats, pre-show, popcorn, fairy floss, hot dogs, slushies, you know, all that good stuff before a show.
Yum, yum.
Yes, yeah, and glow lights for the kids and all that sort of thing. So it is best to get there at least 40 minutes before showtime.
Well, we're going to take a short break. Are you happy to stick with us and I ask you a few more questions?
Absolutely.
That's awesome. If you'd like to win a double pass to the Redland Bay Ashton World Class Circus, you can give me a call now on 3518 1003. And we'll be back soon with you talking with Chantelle Ashton Rodriguez. And you're listening to Bay FM 100.3, and we are live and local in the Thornland studio. And we have a winner. There were so many calls and the phone's still going. So like everybody wants to go to the circus by the sounds of it. But we have Michael Blaney. Thanks so much, Michael, for your call. Look forward to you having a fabulous time at Ashton Circus this weekend. Okay, so I'm talking with Chantelle Ashton Rodriguez, who is a sixth generation family member of the Ashton Circus. Not only are you the owner and director of the Ashton Entertainment, you're now lead in production, choreography, and performance. Is there anything else you'd like to accomplish in your life?
In regards to touring and entertainment life, I still have a few ideas that I would like to be able to create and put into a live show and under the big top in touring. So I think I will start working on those.
I heard you're an absolute workhorse.
Yeah.
Like everyone calls you a machine. So it sounds like you do a lot of hours and you put in a lot of effort to make this the show for what the people.
Yes, yeah, well, a lot of work goes into touring a live show. People don't sometimes realize all the behind the scenes work that is needed just to make that 90 minute show happen so smoothly. So it is a lot, but I do love it. So
how often do the performers train and when do they get that opportunity? Like, because they kind of move from one show to another, don't you?
Yeah, it just depends what the schedule is and if we are in training mode with a new production or if we're in touring mode. So at the moment it's touring mode, so we finish the school holidays on Sunday. We traveled on Monday and we set up yesterday, so everyone will get today and Thursday off, and then we'll start showing on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So they get days off and time to do some training and things like that, but it just sort of depends what we're up to.
Now I remember in the old days the show used to pull down one night, put up the next day, move to the next town, put up that next.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, that did happen. I do remember those days as a child, but we try not to do those anymore.
Wow, you'd have to be a machine to do that. That's pretty tough going. What was it like growing up in the circus?
Well, I have spent my whole life growing up in the circus with all my family, travelling and performing all over Australia. So it has been very special. We sort of, we just get paid to travel, so it's sort of like a working holiday all year round. So I really love it, and I've just done it for so long now. Most of my family are still in the circus industry, so it's pretty special.
It would be very difficult to come into like your general Monday to Friday 9 to 5 sort of life after living that life for
yes.
so many years. Yes.
Yeah, well, during COVID we sort of had to adapt to that sort of 9 to 5. We didn't get to tour for a long time, and live arts really suffered during COVID, so
yes.
We didn't do a lot of touring over those years.
Right. So I know you're currently passing your unique way of life onto your young family. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, my son is 1.5, Matthias, so he's travelling with us and we take him in the finale and things like that. And sometimes he comes and does the promotions with us in his either little ringmaster costume or clown costume, things like that. So he so far loves it and loves to participate in anything we're doing, really.
So he'd be just thinking that he's having a day at preschool or something.
Yes,
to dress
exactly.
up. How fabulous. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell me about your life?
I think I would just love people to come down and support Live Circus Arts and support our family, small family business. It is really special. We love doing what we do and we really can't do it without a live audience. So we rely on the community coming and supporting us.
Absolutely.
And it's a fantastic day and night out for the family. It's live entertainment that can be enjoyed by the whole family, from a 2-year-old to 92-year-old. They love it. They sit through it. Parents leave and they say, I can't believe my 2-year-old sat and watched that whole thing.
So good.
Yeah, so it's really special that parents and grandparents and kids can come out and have memories that last a lifetime under the big top.
And what can we expect to see when we come to Ready Bay?
Yeah, we have a really great show lined up for Redland Bay. We haven't been here for quite a while as well, so we're really excited to bring this show back. We have stunning dancers, hand balancing, aerial acts, hula hoop comedy, and of course the Globe Riders, which always seems to be the crowd favourite.
Yes, well, I've got a question about that. So these guys do what they do on the motorbikes in the Globe. Mm-hmm. Surely at some time there must have been one or two little prangs in the practicing.
Yes, I'm happy to say so far on our tour, nothing's happened live show. touch wood, but they are both very experienced performers and riders, so they've been doing it at least 10 years or more.
Right.
So once they're on stage live, they sort of get through anything. It doesn't matter if something happens to the lighting, if sometimes it's a bit slippery, or they get through it. So they're pretty seasoned riders.
Yes. Well, I know my sons rode motocross and I was always in the hospitals with them.
Oh, no.
But, you know, it doesn't matter how many times you say, do you still want to go? They keep, I want to get back on the bike. So our Bay FM family has also been invited to meet your circus family and we're extremely grateful. We also get the opportunity to catch the magic and speak with some of the performers. So thank you for that opportunity. I'd like everyone to keep an eye out on our socials for some pictures of our Bay FM family meeting the Ashton family. Now, just give me the times. The circus is opening again, you said, this Friday?
This Friday at 7 p.m. We're also Saturday, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. This Sunday, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And then next week, we have Thursday, 7 p.m., Friday, 7 p.m., Saturday, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m., and Sunday, which is our last day, 27th of July, is an 11 a.m. performance.
Okay, and can I buy tickets at the door?
You can. It is best to book online, though, if possible. Friday night is almost sold out, so if you are thinking to come, it's probably best to start purchasing for other performances. We do have limited door sales, so if you can jump online, you can just head to our website, ashtonentertainment.com.au, and you can book there. If you have any inquiries, you can give us a call on 0418-224-666 and we can help you out.
Yeah, beautiful, because not everybody knows how to use the net.
Yes, exactly, right? Yeah. So give us a call and we'll help you.
And do you take cash? Because a lot of times you go to these places, it's card only. Some of the older people don't know how to manage all of that. So that's fabulous to hear as well.
Yes, cash is definitely available.
Awesome. So Bay FM would like to thank you, Chantel, for coming in this morning into the studio and sharing a little bit behind the scenes of the circus. What else can we expect to see under the big top this Friday night?
There's a great variety of performances lined up. We've got performers from all over Australia, South America. So I would just encourage you to come down and check it out. It's a really fabulous show.
Thank you once again for coming in.
Thank you.
And I'm going to play you a song.
Okay.
It's by Indiari.
Okay.
And this is How I See You. It's called Strength, Courage and Wisdom.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much.